There are over 60 schools in the U.S. with names tied to the Confederate South. One school, Robert E. Lee Elementary, is right here in the Northwest. This isn't the first time the Eastmont School District has been under fire to change the name. After the 2015 Charleston, South Carolina church shooting by a white supremacist, the school board considered changing the name but chose to keep it. Esme Jimenez reports from East Wenatchee.
Robert E. Lee Elementary looks like any other school. Surrounded by the foothills of the Central Washington Cascades, it has an American flag outside and a colorful jungle gym for its 500 students. The school was named after Lee in 1955, but no one really knows why. Some believe the name came from Dust Bowl farmers coming from the southern U.S., but neither the superintendent's office nor the Wenatchee Valley Museum has concrete answers. What's true is the name is causing a stir in the community.
Just bringing up an issue as simple as we have a school named after a Confederate general, and that's a problem, especially for a state up here in the Northwest. The fact that it evokes such strong emotion in people is evidence that we still have a long way to go.
That's Tim Lawless. He's the father of a student of color who attended Lee Elementary. He believes the school's name should change. On social media, an article on Facebook posted by the Wenatchee World on the potential name change attracted over 200 comments. The top-like comments were in favor of keeping the name. At a meeting earlier this week, the school board agreed to place the name change proposal on a future agenda. I'm Esme Jimenez in Wenatchee.